Welcome to our next episode of the Car Money Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley. So today we're going to speak about the fear of used cars, right? The fear of used cars. Let me explain. See, from when we were a child, we hear a lot of talk from many other people, including our parents, that cars, as soon as they reach this amount of mileage, they give problems. It will break down with you. Just all the things that parents normally do to make us be scared or afraid of something. You know, the usual. Right? Just like with many other things. Just for us to be scared of something. Right? It's not particularly true about it. Even it's so far from the case. Because even you have a thing called recalls. Even when a car comes from the factory, and this has been a thing over the years since cars has exist, there have been many cases where cars came out off the lot from the factory and had to be recalled back to the factory when the car was brand new, right? So it goes from different cases, and it depends. The biggest thing that we can do as consumers, young buyers, or people just buying cars in general, is do our research when buying a used car, right? You want to check the mileage of the car. First off, you want to check the mileage just to know, right? Because a lot of time, the mileage and the wear and tear on the vehicle, it does dictate the price of the car, right? I'm also talking in the US market. I'm not sure about anywhere else in the world, but what I can say is that these principles is what you can use, right? You can use to your market in the country that you're in. So checking the mileage is one. The wear and tear on the vehicle is another. The year of the model of the car is a great one, right? You have many cases where just a model or that year, that specific year's here can be plagued with problems or technical stuff that was in the car that gave problems. Like, for example, you have BMW that had one of the 3 series. I don't remember which year, but it had one of them that had many, many problems. It's always good to get a car, especially a used car, that is a year after, right? Say the car came out, that specific model, say like, yeah, a BMW 3 Series. The BMW 3 Series, say in 2007, right, the first one came out, just for kicks, right? The first one came out, that model, that specific one. You normally want to buy the 2008, 1 year after, right? 1 year after, because normally that's when they find out what's the problem, this and that, and they refined it and they made a next year and so forth. You get the drift, right? So those are just many examples of how to combat, right, or how to hunt or look for your used car. Don't let what people say about used cars determine your basically all your outlook on how you perceive a used car, because not because it's used, right, it means that car is plagued with problems. Because again, when I bought my Infiniti, it was at 178,000 miles, and I drove it all the way from Maryland back to Florida, no problems. I haven't spent a fortune on the car. I haven't spent a lot of money on the car. I was surprised as well when the first time I bought a used high mileage car, right? I was surprised as well to how excellent the car was, right? And it's all about maintaining. If you're buying a used car, especially from a private person, you always want to have the maintenance history. You want to get that. You want to get the Carfax just to make sure that it hasn't been in any accidents, such for things like that. So doing your research plays a big part in making sure that you made a great buy on your used car. Because again, I'm all about used cars and I'm on this journey because I don't believe in buying a car brand new, right? Buying a used car had given me so many freedoms from leasing or financing one, where I'm just like, you know what, just why not just always buy my car cash? You know, I'm that type of guy, like I said, and I will always say it. Yes, I might leave money on the table, but sometimes I don't care. I'd rather leave money on the table for peace of mind. That's how I am. I believe that's how I always will be, because I don't know. I just always make those types of decisions to leave money on the table for my peace of mind, right? That's just how I think, right? So again, the fear of used car to many people, or why they don't want to get a used car, is just because that they think in their heads that a used car is always plagued with problems, right? A new car is what gives them the security because it's new, right? It's new. They don't have to worry about anything. Then most of the time they don't plan on keeping the car. They're going to return it. So, you know, whatever. You know, and, you know, that's their reasoning. And, you know, if that's the case, then all right. That's the case, then all right. But I just don't want people to feel, or especially young people, or, you know, growing up, you have to go and get a brand new car, right? You have to get a brand new car. That's just my thing, right? Many of us just been told that this is just this way we have to do it, and that's it. So basically, that's what I wanted to talk about today. You know, if this, you know, if it relates to you, right? You know what I'm talking about. So, guys, again, thank you very much for listening. You can check me out over on YouTube and Instagram at M13 Performance. It will be in the description. So thank you guys again. Have a great week. Respect.